Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
This week, we have been honoring veterans and have had a conversation with Chet Bennett, who has served in the Marine Corps. Chet, how can we in the faith community serve veterans? How can we get them integrated in impacting who we are as a people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've given a lot of thought to this just in our own church. And I think it really comes down to, as a church or faith-based group, you have to be intentional about it. And it's really not any different than if you all of a sudden, as a faith-based group, wanted to serve the Hispanic community. You're going to have to speak the language. You're going to have to be ingrained in what that culture represents in order to minister to them in the best way possible. Well, veterans, it's the same way. It's a different language. It's a different philosophical thing of you have guys and gals that ingrained in them over years and sometimes decades is service. It's teamwork. It's community. It's serving with a higher purpose than just self-preservation. And we need to create opportunities as a church or as a faith-based group for these people who have a great skill sets in that to be able to serve in that way. Whether that's deliberately making sure that your security team, you know, you have a subset of that that's veterans. You got experts that could provide that. Or whether it's having a service project team that goes out and does community-based projects and is rebuilding a house or whatever the project is, have veterans involved in that and make it appeal to them in service as healing. That was my case. For me, it was figuring out how I could serve with a purpose and a calling that was greater than merely self-preservation.
So I encourage you, as you're listening in to Chet's story, look at your own congregation, your own fellowship, and say, we have veterans among us, and how can we use their skill set, and in doing so, honor them? Chet, we love you, and we thank you for your service to our nation, and we honor your family, too, because we know they've made sacrifices in order for you to defend the freedoms that we enjoy in America. God bless you, Chet.
Thank you.